Saddam Hussein was hospitalized today in Baghdad, according to the chief prosecutor in his trial. The former Iraqi leader has been on a hunger strike for 17 days. He's now being fed through a tube, the prosecutor said. Also in Iraq this weekend, dozens of Iraqis, Shiites and Sunnis, died in sectarian violence. A car bomb in the northern city of Kirkuk killed at least 17 people today. In Baghdad, a suicide bomber blew up a minibus, killing at least 33. And in Sadr City, a bomb killed 8 people. Yesterday, in a shooting attack, 7 Shiite construction workers were killed in Baghdad, and 5 Sunni civilians were blown up in a bomb blast. The incidents were just a handful of the many attacks that take place daily around the country. Many of those killed die in well-publicized bombings or gunfights on the street. Many others are killed less openly, and their bodies are later discovered. In Baghdad, some of the corpses are pulled from the Tigris River in the Shiite neighborhood of Qadamiya. In this graphic report, NPR's Jamie Terabay tells the story of a group of volunteers who spend their days retrieving the dead from the water.
Eighteen-year-old Ali Ghanem is known as one of the better swimmers here. A couple of days ago, he retrieved 8 bodies. The day before that, 11. He's been doing this every day since last winter.
It's normal. I just pull the body. I get used to it. I pull the body by its clothes, the hands. I get used to the smell.
He and the other divers may be used to the smell, but they say they're still shocked at the way many of the people have been killed. Ahmed Hussein's nephew was kidnapped along with 2 of his friends a couple of weeks ago. Later, their bodies turned up in the river.
Can't imagine the way they were tortured. I haven't seen anything like it. They used to say that Saddam executes people and grinds their bodies up. But it's nothing compared to this. It's so horrible.
Hussein stayed to help after his nephew's body appeared. He says this is his job now. Qadamiya is home to one of the holiest shrines in Shiite Islam. The area that overlooks the river is clean and lined with villas. Many of the people who live here have banded together to take care of the bodies. They donate white cotton sheets for shrouds and rose water to sprinkle on the corpses to mask the smell of rotting flesh. Because the killings appear to occur upstream, in mainly Sunni insurgent strongholds, locals believe most of the dead are Shiite, although that hasn't been verified. Adil Abu Saif is a follower of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
100% of the bodies in the river are Shias, because the families who come looking for their missing are Shias. The killers are like bandits. They wait on the road for those who come tired from work. There are no American soldiers and there are no checkpoints.
He says in 2 months, more than 400 bodies have been retrieved from the river in Qadamiya. People come down to the river to wait for bodies of missing relatives to turn up. Families post pictures of the missing on a board near the place where the bodies are brought in. Ali Al-Sadi lives near the riverbank and has been filming most of the bodies as they come in, part of a local record the residents here keep to pass on to authorities.
We have noticed something strange lately. The bodies that come are not handcuffed. Their hands have been drilled and they're bolted together.
He says the killers cannot be real Muslims if they treat people this way.
Is this the holy war they talk about? There's no mercy in the hearts of the killers.
Al-Sadi says sometimes the bodies are so decomposed that their limbs fall off as the divers try to bring them in.
The worst thing I ever saw was a human head. It was floating alone. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
He says the river police don't help. Once, he says, Qadamiya residents found a body floating in the river at 2 a.m. and called for the police to collect it. The police said they weren't allowed to use their boat at night.
It's a shame for Iraqis to say they have a government, because our government hasn't done a thing for the people. It's impossible to say they've done something.
Then the divers see something. They call for rope to help bring the body in. It's a man. He's been burnt. He's been dead for a long time. Someone brings a white cotton sheet to wrap the body. One of those helping stands to the side and vomits. They chant, "There is no God but God," as they stand over the three bodies they've recovered today. Muhammad Qasim calls the local police, asking them to come collect the corpses. Two have been laying near the riverbank since 4 in the morning.
"This is the fifth time we've called you. We've just pulled the third one out. The smell's everywhere. The sun is on them."
He ends the phone call, angry.
"They won't come. We wait 2-3 hours. Either they come or they don't."
The swimmers are tired, breathing heavily. They don't get paid for what they do. They say it's their religious duty. They say they need life jackets to do their job better. One asks for a motorboat. Ali Imad says, forget the boat. A life jacket and plastic gloves are all he needs.
"Please, it would help us swim and help us when we pull the body. Our lungs get filled with water. No one will bring us gloves. The police come wearing gloves and show off, but they refuse to carry the body. They say they'll get dirty."
They spot another body and they go out to retrieve it. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR's Abdullah Mazaid contributed reporting for this story. To see his photos of the volunteers at work, go to npr.org.